Okay, so we are at Shmos Shabbos Kilchos Perek Tes Aloha Hey. So we are talking about packaging, opening packaging on Shabbos. Yeah. So we mentioned earlier that Likatchila, all those packaging like Bisley and similar stuff should be open, and boxes and matzah boxes and all that should be open before Shabbos. But if you need to open it b'Shabbos, then the best way to do it is b'derech kilkul. Right? The right way to do it, should I say, is b'derech kilkul. Okay? And we mentioned the different opinions about it. Now, about making a nice opening, which is actually making the kli and making something that's ra'u l'shimush, that you can actually use it now. So, b'shal p'tichat p'chit o kufsat karton v'chen p'chit shemen o kufsat mashke. So, you have a tin can, any type of tin can, or a box, just a cardboard box, the same as a tin can that has oil inside, or a box with a drink inside. Okay, I will elaborate a bit on the box with a drink. But when you make them, and you make a hole, you cut in a hole in it in order to get the liquid out, don't do it like a nice hole. So you're actually now making a kli, and you're making a nice petach in
reusable.
Order to use, what?
Reusable.
The whole thing is reusable, but no, generally don't make a, even if it's not reusable, don't make a nice hole. Okay, there's a difference. You're making a nice hole, so you, even if you're not going to reuse it, is what you're doing now. The melacha you're doing now, you're making a, you should not be doing it. Okay? Now, if you're going to be using it again, definitely you got to be more careful about it. Now, when we say about boxes of drinks, this is something that today is very different to what it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was just those boxes, and you took scissors and you cut the, you know, the part, the flat part, flap at the front, and you had the drink out of it. So today we have that. We have those, that special lid that has a silver foil and has this plastic thing that, you know, you push without the silver foil and it opens. So that one, all of them b'katchila open before Shabbos, okay? Not to go into questions, but if you are on Shabbos, some people, for example, that one with that silver foil in the lid at the top, that opens the lid, is already there, the mechanism is already there before, and it's not changing, just the aluminium foil. So that's less of a problem, because it's just aluminium foil, it's like you're cutting the aluminium foil, like we'll see later, of coffee and things like this. You have a can of coffee, and it's just aluminium foil, it's just to keep it fresh, but it's not actually, it's a tin box without it, and the cover is not part of it, it's separate. But when we talk about those boxes, there are some who say that, no, some say that yes, you can open it on Shabbos. Better to open it before Shabbos. But there is one which is really much more of a problem, and that's the one that you have with the round cap. And what happens is that the round cap at the bottom of it has a part that's like a knife. And when you open it, actually cuts an opening.
Cuts the cardboard.
Cuts the cardboard and cuts an opening in that. And that's mamish, you're making nekev yafeh, and that's those are the right thing with those. If you get the those, is pull it from the side, take a knife, cut, take the juice out, put it in the pitcher, and done. And you're out of questions. Again, there are some who allow it, some say it's the oraisa, everyone has a different opinion about that.
You make sure no letter or picture
what?
Or something?
Okay, so definitely when you're cutting, we're going to get the paragraph Yud Gimel. We're going to see that there's always two conditions. One of it, it has to be b'derech kilkul, yeah, no b'derech asiyat kli, and the second one is you have to make sure that there's no letter, so you're not doing moichek. Okay, that's although it's not moichek al manat lichtov, so it's not the oraisa, yeah, it's only the rabbonon. Well, it's not mochek al manachtol lichura, it's only the one, at least according to most opinions. So, this is something to pay attention to with those boxes. So, best is to open it bederech kilkul. Vov. וכן אסור לנקב בנקב יפה את המכסה של קופסת אבקת דייסה לתינוקות, וקופסת חול לניקוי. You should be careful not to make a nice hole. Also, he mentions the two boxes, which today, I don't know. I don't buy those stuff. So I don't know if they still make them or not. But in the past, the Similac and similar had the, it was like a box that you have to actually cut something open in it. You have to, you can take a can opener, something open it, or you can make a nice hole in it and then use it. But you're going to use it, or you use it, or even if you don't, but use it many times, yeah? So again, don't make nekev yafen, not to have a clear, but if you need to on Shabbos, just cut it in a non-nice way in order to reach that food. And he also says, Kufsat Chol Nikui. We used to have some, I think it was called Dram. It's like a box, size of Pringles, metal box. And also on that one, it was closed very well because it was like not safe for safety. In those days, that was the safety mechanism, just close it very well, yeah. Children could not reach it. And in order to open it, again, you have to cut something in order to open it. And therefore, he says also, you're not allowed to do those on Shabbos.
Is that only to do with fluids? Because it seems like we're talking only about fluids.
No, it's whatever's in the box.
So even, let's say, baby powder, formula.
Yeah,
it would be formula, but it's...
I've got Dysa Latinocota as formula.
Sorry?
Well, he says the box, and then after you pull up that metal thing.
Okay, so we'll see soon. We'll get to the Kvaker and similar what we do, but we will get to them. Okay, we'll get to them soon. But and these, yes, okay. So you have to be mechanical in the box if you're making a box. If it's something that you're opening, okay, we'll see. But we'll get to it. Let's keep it bizmanly. Zayin. Okay, now we have but he says first, Alvav, he says, yeah, that even if you're making the hole in a place where there's a markings, you're still not allowed to, so like you would say that, hey, it's prepared to open, you're still not allowed to do that. Okay, I'm not going to go into mechatech, because probably there's no mechatech in this case, okay, but because he doesn't need something in a specific size. אבל מותר לפתוח את המדבקה שהוא דבקה לגבי פתח קופסאות. We'll see in your base. So if there's a sticker on the box and the sticker holds it, you can open that sticker and again without erasing any letters, yeah? So you have to be careful of letters. But those stickers are made to be opened and closed. It's not something that's של קיימה. It's not like a קשר של קיימה, which is meant to be there for a long time. It's just meant to be there to hold the food until you open it. Now, וכן אסור לגזור את הפטמה שעל פי של בקבוק עשוי מחומר פלסטיק כגון במכלים תכשירי ניקוי למיניהם אבל מותר לנקוב ולקרוע את הבקבוק בצידו בתחתיתו. So we used to have a bottle of wash-up liquid called AMA. You remember the AMA בישראל, no? Was AMA, the blue ones and green ones. And at the top, it was closed. It was just one bottle of plastic. And at the top, it was heated closed. So it's like welded, you know, heat welded closed. Yeah. So in order to open it, it was thin at the top. And what you had to do is like a nipple at the top, and you had to take a knife and cut the top, and then we can use it. And it would stay open for the whole time until every time it was on top. It was very soft. Squeeze it on the sponge and wash dishes. That's what we'll do, yeah? So these, you're not allowed to open in Shabbos. Why? Because you open in Shabbos, you're making mamash a kli. Until now it's sealed, it's not used, then you're opening it and you're making the kli. And therefore, it says you're not allowed to use that. However, what can you do? It says, אבל מותר לנקב ולקרוע את הבקבוק בצידו בתחתיתו. You really need it. It's for washing the dishes now, and you don't have another way of doing it. So you take that bottle, yeah? And what you do is you put it on top of a bowl, take a knife and cut it on the side. So you're getting all the liquid out, but you make alcohol. The clay is not going to be used anymore. Or in the bottom, anything like this. If you open it in the bottom, even nicely, just chop it at the bottom of it. The top has a cone. So you can't put it up and you can't use it anymore as a bottle. You can't keep using it like this. You have to pour it off. That's the idea of it. Okay, so you can derive it to any similar type of packaging like this. That's something that you're opening, only making it a kli now, you can, by the way, destruction, you can do the same. Kufsa o atifa chet. Kufsa o atifa shel magvonei niyar, tishu, o niyar, toalet, chatuch ומקופל, לא יחתוך בהם פתח לפי הסימונים שבה, על מנת להוציא דרכו את הנייר. אלא, יקרא את הקופסא או את האריזה כזאת שלי עוד ראויה לשימוש. So we normally open this. Exactly. Here, you see? So someone already did this on Shabbos, I guess. Yeah? So, לכתחילה, what you should do is you should do it here and do it here as well. Both sides. So, it's not usable anymore as a kli. Okay? I have packets of tissues, and sometimes on Shabbos I find it's empty, so I open in two sides, take it out, put it in the bin, and then put the tissues in the previous box. You know, push it through, so whatever, put it in, use those big tissues, you know, the...
Kleenex.
The Kleenex, exactly, man, so the big ones. So it's the hole is big enough, that's comfortable, I put it in, just push a bit, and I put it in the previous box when I forget on Shabbos, but normally I make sure I have a few of them. I leave the paper just before Shabbos, I push it down and leave, and I have a few in a cupboard somewhere, but if I don't have, then whatever, it's finished, I didn't prepare any, so that's how I do it. I open it on both sides and take it out.
So you can open this flap on Shabbos?
Not this.
No, this.
This and this, you open both sides, yeah. So
flap?
Yeah, so there's really, we said yesterday, there's no difference between this, between opening here, or doing like this. There's no difference. It's the same. This is the one type of kriya for kilkul, and this is kriya for kilkul as well. Okay, so whether it's a glue or the box itself, it's lemaisa, it's the same thing.
I'll do it for you and all that, like sticking and unsticking and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So this is depends what the intention is, what you're using it for, and what you're doing. But here we're not. We're not using it again, okay? So it's only something we are doing by terch kilkul. Oh, the idea of terch kilkul. We will see now. We will see here. Let's have a look at the. We will see it in Yud. So first of all, so we said about the box how to open. Then in test,
you need to do both sides. He only says one side. Come look at that tissue box. Somebody opened. They only open one side of it on Shabbos.
Right, he says, Ikra, he has to tear the box in order not to be able to use it again. Kach shelo tihye reuya l'shimush. So if one side is enough and it's not usable anymore, fine. But I think it's quite usable now. You know?
I tell all the people that open it in shul.
So opening both sides is the right thing. You know, this box is not a box, it's rubbish. Or tear it or whatever it is, as long as there's no letters, so you know that's rubbish. And you're not using it anymore. Yeah, exactly. That's what you should really do. Okay. Test. Now another interesting one. When you have it closed with staples. Sakito arizah asgrot b'sikot me'adek. Mutar la'asir at asikot kedi liftoach otam. So if you have staples, it's stapled, the bag is stapled. Or a box, you're allowed to remove the staples in order to open it on Shabbos. Okay?
Staples.
Because this is not actually glued together. It's something which is separate over here, and it's something that's not meant to be to have kiyum, because the only purpose of it is there for to keep it closed until you want to reach the food or reach the product or whatever's inside, and therefore you can actually remove those staples. Staples and open the box on Shabbos. Now, we learned earlier about those who say that there's an opinion, right? We had a long paragraph in Gimel where we started saying that, you know, boxes that you normally don't use again on Shabbos, again, right? But still, you should not open it on Shabbos because you can keep it. And then we said that there are those who are more lenient about it, and then we said that, but by everyone, if you are destroying it, then you can do that, right? So now we're saying, those who say that you're allowed to open stuff like Beastly and Bamba and fizzy drink, no, okay, fizzy drinks is a separate one, right? But cans, boxes, etc., as long as you're removing the contents. He says, קופסת קרטון שקצותיה מודבקות, like we said there, a box that is glued, the edge are glued, exactly like this tissue box, right? ואינה עומדת לשימוש חוזר, so you're going to open it, use whatever's inside, you're not going to use it again. או קופסה שעטופה בנייר והוא מודבק, so the box is wrapped with paper. We used to have it on matzah boxes and other stuff, where it has a paper wrapping on it. מותר לפתוח גם אותם, והוא שימלא אחר תנאים מפורטים לאלן בסעיף י' ג' in condition that we fulfill the details in paragraph 13 י' ג' which we will see shortly בעזר השם י' ג' so that's the two things that we said that you have to do kilkul and not erase letters okay י' א' next one י' א' now I don't know if they sell those yogurts in England. Those two that are... they do, right? And cheese...
From Ashray.
Yeah. So you... Okay, so he says, מותר לפתוח מכסה ניילון אלומיניום הדבוק בראש גביע מאכל, כגון גביע לבן, גביע גבינה או סלט. Okay, that's one. So the one I did see here is this hummus from Tzabar, I think, that has it a tin at the top. That the tin is like glued to the plastic container, and you catch the lid, yeah, and open it. And when I was a child, there was something called leben, which was a round cup with a flange over it around, and then it had some aluminium foil that was like. Closed.
Still got it today. No, all the.
No, it was made of aluminium, aluminium right?
No,
but in the front, around there was a small lip, like a small thing that you had to pull it and cut, and you pull it and it would cut like all around. There would be like a small strip all around it. Yeah, so that was one of those that there was a discussion about that one. But here he's talking about. When you have the ones which are only glued to it, yes, they said you're allowed to open these on Shabbos to get to the food, then obviously it's not usable anymore. Once you open it, it's not reusable, so it's just... not only that, the container, the way it was made in a factory as a container, and then it was just a lid closed on it in order to protect it. So as long as you know, there's no chashash that you're going to tear any letters, you're allowed to pull off...
But isn't all of these bottles made that way? They're always open before they fill it.
Yeah, the bottle is, but the lid is not. For example, on a bottle, the lid is not. You take a metal lid, right, on a bottle, on a grape juice bottle.
Yeah.
It's made to be a pkak. It's made to be an actual cover only on the bottle. Beforehand, it's only like an aluminium cup. What?
And the aluminium isn't?
Piece of foil.
No, I'm talking about the aluminium caps.
Yeah, saying so aluminium caps are not made to fit.
For bottles?
No, for the yogurt.
No, it's no problem. We said with the yogurt, it's not a problem.
Yeah, so the same way that's been made fit for the yogurt, you could be using the bottle.
No. And the bottle is just a flat sheet that's glued to it. But the cup with the yogurt, the cup is already a kli. You're not making a kli because the cup is a kli. You're not making... The bottle is also a kli before you use it. Bottle is not a problem. The problem is the cover. Lid. The aluminium... The lid. Now, the yogurt that... aluminium flat thing is not even a lid, it's nothing, it's not a problem, you're just removing it to reach the food, as long as you're not erasing any letters, okay, and you're not tearing it in any letters. Now he says zaf utar lafrid ben shnei gviei leben amchubarim yachdav bilvad sheyakpid shelo yikra otiyot otziyurim. So there is different opinions about it. You have, I think, here at least, I know we have it here definitely with the those small cheese stuff with sweet cheese and stuff that you get four together and you just have to fold it and break them, yeah? So there's machlokes between the achronim whether you can open it, Shlomo Zalman was making in it, or you can open it on Shabbos. You can separate them. Separate. You can separate them on Shabbos.
Why shouldn't you?
One of the times is mechatech.
Cut
into
size.
You cut into the size, you cut in on the line, you cut in them to size, okay? Separating them. I said you can do that. You can do that. I've seen some people. I've seen some people. I've seen some people who take the whole thing, four or two, whatever it is, open one and eat from the one while the other one is still hanging on it.
Three kids, each one.
Yeah, each one, exactly. Okay, but let me say, Rabbi Zalman Auerbach says, you're allowed to use them. He says that the whole... he doesn't see a problem with it. He says it's like Korea or Shal Pia Chavit. Yeah, you have a piece of parchment covering. That's how they used to close barrels before, and you allowed to tear it off from that. Okay, so he's not. But as I said, there are some who are more machmir on it. Yud Beis. Okay, we'll do Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel is, we just mentioned 10, 20 times, you just mentioned it. So Yud Beis. וכן מותר לקרוא נייר עטיפה של שוקולד, okay, the wrapping of chocolate, the paper wrapping of chocolate, את כיסי הפלסטיק המכסה את פקק הבקבוק, if you have a bottle, that in order to keep it, to show that it's fresh, it's new, it wasn't used, it has a thin plastic cover over it. Yeah, and you just need to cut that plastic. As long as you don't have letters, you can cut it off. וכן את נייר אלומיניום המהווה את המכסה הפנימי של קופסת קפה נמס. קפה אילין, נמס, I know Elite has it, that you open the tin, so it has a proper lid, and under the lid it has a thin aluminium foil to keep it fresh. Or paper, aluminium foil, different types of the make it. So this one you can cut it, and not a problem with that. בלבד שיקפיד על קיום התנאים שבסעיף הבא, on condition that he does the two תנאים that we have here, which are, יוד גימל, הרי התנאים שבהם מותר לעשות את הנעל. כשיקרא את נייר עטיפה, יקרא את הנייר דרך קלקול, זה יקצה דרך קלקול, שלא יקפיד לקרוע באופן שהנייר יוכל לשמש למטרה כלשהי, so he's careful that it's קלקול, he cannot use it, that aluminium foil again, ואף לא חלק ממנו, even not some of it. For example, if he says in brackets, if there's a drawer, for prizes and stuff like this, and on the cover, on the lid, there is numbers and pictures and whatever that you need to use for the drawer, then you should not cut it nice in order to save that thing. Okay? And there's no... ואין כל הבדל לעניין זה בין קריאת הנייר עצמו לבין הפרדה בשני ניירות ושני חלקי קרטונים מדוקים זה בזה. By this he says there's no difference, like you asked before, between cutting the box itself or... separating where it's glued together, the box, the cover, does make no difference. It's exactly the same thing. And the second condition, לא יקרא אותיות הציורים. So not to say letters or pictures. He says in a note down here on his base that a box which is made overseas, so you would think that maybe you need תפילת כלים for it, yeah? So he said like a box of coffee jar and stuff like this. אם הוא בא להשתמש בשימוש חוזר לצורכי אוכל, הרי הוא חייב להטביל אותה בימו האחרון. Then he needs tefillah scaling because it was finished by a goy. Yeah? Then you need to do it in weekday. We don't do on Shabbos, obviously. נראה כמתקן, yeah? But we do it in a mikveh before we use it.
Only if he reuses it.
Well, only if he intends to reuse it. Only if he intends to reuse it. Now.
Intends.
What?
If he finishes the coffee and puts in...
and then he wants to use it for something else. If he intends to use it for something else.
Yeah.
If he intends, even before he finishes the coffee.
No, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to take out the coffee. And, No. This he doesn't have to do. Now, standard tin boxes, if you have pickles, you know, and it comes in a tin box and it comes from overseas, it was done by a goy. But when you, it's not clear until you open it up. And when they opened it up, who made it a kli? A yid. Just in those tin boxes, don't ask the goya in the kitchen to open it, you open it. If you want to reuse it. If you don't want to use it, let the goya open it, not a problem. But if you wanna reuse it, so you want to be the one doing the gmar kli in order to reach Yudalit. Yudalit is an interesting one, it's wrapping with a steel wire. And we'll do that in Mirtzeh Hashem on Monday.